Well, hello everyone. This is Soup Pod with your host, Teresa Parker. That's me. I come to you today with a slight cold. I'm getting over it. And I thought I'd just talk about a few things. I got a few things on my mind, and it means nothing to anyone except for probably me, but maybe you'll be able to relate. Who knows? Okay, let's start with the ever-present daily unsolicited phone calls / scams. Now, I've had two of them recently where they're really hot and heavy on me right now. AT&T keeps calling me, quote-unquote AT&T. We know it's not AT&T because I actually called AT&T and asked them, do they call and talk about XYZ? And the lady said, no, we don't do that. It's a scam. And I said, yeah, I knew it was, but I just wanted to call to be sure because they sound so official. And what they want from you is your information. So if you're getting any kind of unsolicited phone calls from AT&T, they are bogus. Just remember that. I get tons and tons of health care related phone calls too. I get a lot of, and these are not necessarily scams, they're just bothersome because I have all the medical health insurance I need. It's the best. My spouse has really, really, really good medical insurance, which I'm able to be on because I'm married. And it's just wonderful. We really adore it, and it's the best, and I can't say enough about it. So don't need that. Also, don't need home improvement. Don't need solar, because we already have solar. If I could afford home improvement, then yeah, I might ask someone local, but I'm certainly not going to contact someone over the phone. That isn't going to happen unless I call them. Let's see, what's the other one? Social Security. The other day I received a phone call. I answered it, hello, like you would. And the person speaks very deliberately and very not English as his native tongue with an accent. And he was trying to tell me how my Social Security number has been canceled because of some criminal activity that I've been doing. Oh, I was shaking in my boots as my Facebook post illustrated. Yeah, just a scam. Just assholes trying to get a hold of your money. Don't give them any information. Don't ever give anybody any information over the phone unless you call them and you know for sure that that is where the phone call is going. Like myself, I have to call tomorrow or Monday. I need to call my email carrier, the company I go through to get my email, to re-up, just pay up for the next year. And I'm going to call them, so I know I'm calling the right place. If someone calls me, yeah, no, these are scams, guys. Please don't fall for it. Don't give them any information. And if you can, always, because this is the little cop in me still, always tell your elderly about these scams, not to give any information over the phone. That's all they are, is just to rip you off. Okay. Oh, that's a bit of a pet peeve, isn't it? Here's another one. People today do not know how to drive. I may have said this before, but I'm going to say it again. Driver's training in high school, now that it's been taken away, creates ridiculously horrible driving behavior these days. People don't understand what the left lane on the far left lane is for. It's called the fast lane. And I know I'm being facetious here by saying it this way, but that is honestly what it's for. If you don't have any reason to get off the freeway, let's say for 50 miles, you're going to drive in the fast lane. But what happens if you don't like driving 75? Because let's face it, everybody's going, that's supposed to be going 65, is going 75, at least here in California, if not more. What do? Move over. You may not want to get off, but you also are obstructing. You're slowing down traffic. What happens when people have to go around you? Accidents happen. That's what happens. If you see somebody coming up on you and you're on a stretch of highway, let's say, or a freeway, and there's two lanes, get over. It's no skin off your nose. It doesn't say in a big neon sign, behind you, you're a sucker for pulling over and letting the faster guy go. No, it just means you understand etiquette and you have a brain. You know, I tell you, these days, I drive in the third lane over when it's the left lane isn't moving. Why isn't the left lane moving? Because too many slow people are in it. If everybody would just do the right thing, those of us that want to drive faster will drive in the left lane. Those of us that want to drive a little bit slower will be in the next lane over. Those of us that are thinking about getting off the freeway or turning are going to be a little further over. And the last person is for merging on and off. That's all it's for. Stop being a dummy. Drive better. Oh, and here's my ultimate thing about that. Let's hire our politicians, meaning vote, for people who have budgets for things like bringing driver's training and driver's ed back to high school, along with all the other programs that teach kids what life is all about. Let's do that, shall we? Oh, and I'm on to another subject. This is just silly, but I'm very interested in the paranormal, as per my ghostly posts. I'm also interested in cryptozoology, meaning all the little animals out there that we think are out there that could possibly be out there, and not some, not so little, that we don't have properly categorized within the science community. And that goes for the big fella, or in Patty's case, the big mama. That famous picture of the Patterson-Gimlin film was a female. You can see her breasts. She was a mother. And she was probably either already had her baby some months prior, but she was still nursing because her breasts looked full in the photograph. It took years and years and years for people to figure that out about the photograph, because it took years and years and years to get the technology to get closer. But here's my pet peeve. And I am a believer in Sasquatch, Bigfoot, whatever you want to call them, skunk apes, grassmans. You know, there are a million different names for them because there's all kinds of people around the world who see them at different points, and they call it something else. Their cultures call it something else, their languages. What I like to call blob squatches, and I didn't make that up. It's basically a picture of something dark in the forest that somebody swears is a Bigfoot, is a Sasquatch. Now, I don't know about you, but when something looks like a blob, that's probably what it is, but who would know? There's no discerning characteristics that you can go, oh yeah, you know, there's something, I personally coined this phrase, but I know there's other really scientific words for it, but I call it matrixing, meaning we make sense out of chaos, our mind does anyway. We see something and we keep looking at it and we're like, maybe we take a picture of it, and then we look a little closer, and we look a little closer, and we're like, that looks like a face. Well, I got news for you. I can find a face in carpet. I can find a face in a tree, bunch of tree leaves. I can find a face in the clouds. I mean, that means nothing. These people need to get off their blob squatches, stop posting. What is this? I mean, they are so desperate for attention, some of these so-called Bigfoot pages on social media. They're so desperate. They post the dumbest stuff. And I just resist saying anything because I'm like, if you guys are dumb enough to post that shit, I'm not going to follow you. That's just all there is to it. It's just dumb. I hate that stuff. Which leads me to my disappointment of the week. That wasn't it. Oh, gosh. Well, first off, I've had a cold, which sucks. I live on a ranch. I only see four-leggeds and some two-leggeds, feathered animals around here. Some are hooved, some are feathered, some are furred. But I mostly don't see people, and my animals don't give me colds. But sometimes when I go to the city a lot, I end up bringing something home, and I guess that's what happened to me this past full week. I tried to get sick about 10 days ago, and it took about 3 days to really kick into gear. Then it took about 3 days after that to really go hardcore, and then and now it's waning. So I still have it, but I feel better, feel much better. And I was actually worried because I thought, oh my God, you know, I just was so sure I was going to book this gig that I had gone out for and gotten a call back for, and I felt fantastic about. And I thought, oh my God, you're kidding me. I'm going to book this sucker and I'm going to have a cold, and I'm going to have to act like I don't have a cold, pretty much infecting everybody I come in contact with. Luckily for me, the cold has waned. Unluckily for me, I didn't book the gig. I was so sure I was, but I have to tell you guys, I am positive in my feelings towards what is going to happen in the future. I believe something is coming. I couldn't even continue trying to be an actor, frankly, if I didn't have these positive thoughts. And I'm not just having positive thoughts to have positive thoughts. I really believe and feel in my heart something is coming. I always get an inkling about things. And I've been having that inkling, and it's getting stronger. And with every gig that I do miss out on and I do not book, some I feel really good about, some I don't. You never know. Sometimes the ones you feel the worst about, they love. So you never know. You don't know what the taste of the casting people is going to be. You don't know what their needs are. You don't know what's in their head. You can only do your best, and I always do my best. Sometimes my best sucks. Sometimes it's fantastic, like last week when I got called back. But alas, I did not book, and it's sad. I cry a river, wallow in my tears, and then go, fuck it. You know, I'm going to keep going because I have to. It's what I love to do. And the other part of possibly booking this one or the next audition that I had, which I had two of them, I did get a call back on, excuse me, unfortunately, it was all going to film during the premiere of my film, Snakeskin, which, let me put a little plug in there, October 5th, 11 o'clock at the other Venice Film Festival is where you will find my film's premiere. Everybody in the cast and crew will be there. And if you're there, I'll see you there. If not, give us wishful thoughts going into it. That was my thought. Oh my God, I'm not even going to be able to make my own first premiere, as it turns out. And I was okay with that. Believe me, I wasn't secretly hoping that I didn't have to go. I was secretly hoping I could go. I wanted to go. I wanted to book this gig and then just make the next one be the one that I actually see as my first premiere. But that didn't happen. So I will be at my premiere. Thank you very much. And I'm staying focused, and I want you guys to stay focused. If you know people who are struggling, you know, if you yourself are struggling with things, stay positive. Send good thoughts to those people. Send good thoughts to yourself. You know, you're trying your hardest, and I know this to be true of myself. I have lost 37 pounds. The last time I spoke about it publicly, I was about 34. Now, look, every pound takes weeks to get off because I do it slowly. I'm just omitting calories, you know, eating right. If I eat a little more on one day because I've overindulged a little, I just make sure I cut back a little bit the next day. I even it out so that at the end of the week when I weigh, you know, I've shaved. I just keep shaving the weight off. Just keep shaving. Those pants that I was so excited about weeks ago are now, I can pull them off without even unbuttoning them. That was the pair of pants that fucking threw me for a loop and made me so excited. I sorry I cuss. If you don't like it, don't listen. I don't care. It's my podcast. But honestly, guys, you know, if you know somebody struggling with something or you yourself, just be gentle with yourself. The world lost a gentle soul and a very, 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 very talented lady recently in this gal I know, Suzanne Wang. She used to be on House Hunters years ago. And one day, I'd say about 4 years ago or somewhere along in there, I'm standing outside this business. I think it was on Santa Monica. Could have been on Sunset. I can't remember. I think I want to say it was on Santa Monica in Hollywood. And I was there to do a table read for a film that has yet to be released. And Lo and behold, who's outside? But Suzanne Wang. I immediately recognized her because I used to love that show. I loved her doing it. It was fantastic. And we said hello. And I said, oh, you're here for this to do the table read? She says, yeah. And I'm like, oh, that's fantastic. So we met and she told me who she was and that she was a cancer survivor at that time. And I'm like, man, that's awesome. You know, so I have since just kind of paid a little bit of attention to her public pages, you know, on social media. And unfortunately that goddamn cancer came back and took her life just this week. So I want to shout out to Suzanne. You were a wonderful comedian. From all, everything I know, from reading everything about your friends and everything, you are a fantastic person. You will be missed by them. And I send my love and affection to Jeff, your guy who is now missing you and your family who's now missing you and all the world who doesn't get to see your particular brand of humor and your positiveness. And, you know, the world will miss you. Rest in peace. And on that, I'm going to end my long podcast. I usually go about 10, 12 minutes, but this one went 14. And is ending on a somber note. But hey, look, we're all going to die someday. Live your life your best. I'm going to try to do that myself. Bless you guys. And I love you. Have a good one. You've been listening to Soup Pod with your host, Teresa Parker.